direct from the middle of nowhere to the center of everywhere. It's Beneath the Surface with Sean Murphy and Corey Cooper.
We're rolling. Listen. It's good to be back. This is my first episode in what feels like 6 years, but it's really only been like 3 months.
Yeah.
We got a nice little setup. Tyler, you're recording this, right?
Yeah, we're recording.
Yeah, and for those of you out there in podcast land, you have tuned in to another episode of Beneath the Surface. I'm Corey Cooper. With me is Sean Murphy, as well, not as normal, because I mean you've been doing these things by yourself for it seems like a while now. And then we've got Rob McAbee on the computer here joining us live. Rob, how you doing?
Big head. I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good.
And we're starting off with a subject that a lot of people like this, right? Me, you, maybe Rob. Well, Rob likes it. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about stand-up paddle surfing. Now, I personally would probably be rather playing golf, and I don't even like golf. You know what I mean?
But, wow, that's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
I know how much you like golf.
Only kidding. Golf, in the words of Happy Gilmore, requires goofy pants and a fat ass. She talked to my neighbor, the accountant, probably a great golfer. Boy, we just took this episode straight Howard Stern real quick, didn't we? Yeah, look, so we've got a lot of stories to tell. There are a lot of people that are fired up about stand-up surfing, just getting out on the wave in general. So, Rob, this is kind of closer to your wheelhouse. Don't you do this like every weekend?
Well, if there's actual waves, which we haven't had a whole lot of lately. But
thing number one,
it was,
you must have a
wave. So let's
that's kind of that's a challenge here.
All right, dude. So I'm going to put you on the spot here, and don't freak out, because it's pretty simple, pretty easy question. So let's start off just high level, right? What is the difference between surfing and stand-up surfing, and why do the two different kind of practices even exist? Pretty deep.
All right. I'll just take it from a personal level. So when I got into paddle surfing, it was more because of a physical problem that I had, which is my neck. So prone surfing, you know, you're on your stomach, you're paddling, and that position, your neck position, for me, was painful. So when I kind of found out about paddle surfing, you know, number one, you don't have to lay on your stomach and paddle. So just that physical, you know, having that that ability not to have to paddle around, where you can stand and paddle, blah, blah, blah. Once you're on the wave, it's sort of the same thing. I mean, you do have your
except you've got a paddle in your hand.
Right.
And the surfers don't like you.
No. I mean, paddle surfing basically took the place of longboarders within the surfing community as the pariah in the people that you love to hate. So.
Yeah, I wrote that article, you know, and we can get into some of the stuff that we make, but you know, when I wrote that journal on the Grambler, you know, talking about it just seems like it's always a pissing match of who's cooler. You know what I mean? Or the surfers hate stand-up paddlers. You know, stand-up paddlers think surfers are nothing but a bunch of old grumpy assholes. You know what I mean?
Stand-up paddle surfers can catch the waves much further out than a surfer, therefore getting more waves. And when they wipe out, they can kill you. Because it's like a garage sale in a wave coming at you.
Well, yes and no, right? I mean, it depends on the wave. So, I mean, if you've got more of a slow rolling wave, yeah, you're going to catch them further out. But if you've got sort of a shore break, pitchy wave, it's really difficult on a stand-up board just based on the size of the board itself. So there are spots here to me local that I won't go out because it's just not the right kind of wave for a paddleboard.
Then you've got people like Kai Lenny who, you know, make it really cool. I mean, when you look at a guy like that out of Hawaii and you're like, that's pretty cool. Like he's surfing Chopu and, jaws and
yeah,
it's all great. These waves with, on a stand-up. It's pretty rad. So
yeah, but there's, you know, I think one of the ideas you know, behind stand-up is just the accessibility too of surfing. You know, I mean, you look at the different, you know, regions, whether it's the West Coast versus, you know, Florida, it's just regionally different as well. You know, I know stand-up surfing here is probably more popular because there's the waves.
You don't need much of a wave right. either to have fun. No. And you don't know. And surfing is, I mean, in my opinion, a lot harder. I mean, it's more of an entry level thing. A lot of people can get into it. Your age doesn't really matter. There's a lot of cool things about it. And, you know, I think it's gaining popularity and it's becoming more acceptable. Of course, Rob will go over a few little etiquette things, which I think everyone should know, which will save you a lot of heartache going into it. But you know, if you stay in your own lane and play nice in the sandbox, everybody has a good time. And
yeah, so go ahead, Rob. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean that the etiquette thing is huge. And I think part of the problem historically for paddle surfers is just that they weren't surfers prior. So they don't know about what surfing etiquette is. And I'm not going to go into all the rules and all that. You can Google it.
There's a set of rules. Oh, is it like the Ten Commandments?
There are rules, man.
There are rules. They're, you know, it's pretty serious. And I think, again, you know, Sean's point of, you know, yard sailing into a bunch of people, you know, you've got to have control of the equipment, know what you're supposed to do in a lineup. If you are mixed in with, you know, regular prone surfers, so that goes a long way. I mean, if you're in a lineup and you know what you're doing and you respect wave count, you respect position on the wave, who has priority, all of those things go a long way in having, you know, paddle surfing accepted, you know, within the lineup. So there is a lot to that.
It sounds like a math equation.
Surfing seems so easy until you try to explain it to somebody. It's any other thing. People are like, why is he going with his back to the wave or his face to the wave? Why does that guy get to take off in the wave and that guy doesn't? There's all these rules, and it is a little complicated. Now, Rob, we'll talk. Let's go back in time about five years.
Where are we going?
Dude, we went to this place. Can I say the name of the place, Rob, or should I not? Fuck it. I won't even say it. I'm scared. I'm in Florida now. It's this place called Hazards. It's up Northern California. And so we were staying up there with Tim Bloom and his buddy, and we wanted to go shoot some pictures, and there's a wave that basically you're on a cliff. You have to go down this cliff. And only, we didn't know all the rules, but there's only like, you're only allowed to have five guys on this wave. It's gnarly. It breaks on this ledgy rock. Dudes are wearing helmets. It's super sketchy. Mm. So we go, then we're going to get up early. We all drive to the beach. I know that it's not cool to be here. So I hide with a long lens on a cliff behind a bush. I'm like, I'll be over here on another cliff shooting.
I'll see you guys over here.
Shane Reynolds is with us. With his little tiny surfboard and his colorful wetsuit. Up there, by the way, people would do two things. They have white surfboards and black wetsuits. Hell, if you have anything other than that, you're like, you're pinned, pointed out as like, you know, a tourist or somebody from some other place, probably Florida. And Shane's got a GoPro in his mouth, like a mouthpiece GoPro. And Rob's on a paddleboard. And we have another dude on a longboard. Like, it's like the worst case scenario.
you guys are like a traveling circus.
Yeah, we're in my giant black truck. But this trip, we had put a sticker of a paddleboard. Like, we put boat boards, we had a paddle, a giant paddle sticker. So we're like, this is a place where you get out of the water, your truck is shit on and your tires are slashed. We saw a guy at Maverick's car. The entire car was wrapped in cellophane like a gazillion times. Like, you got out of the water and you're just like, that guy got off easy. And we were like, holy shit. So Rob and them paddle out and they're out with some locals, and I'll let Rob take it from here. All I saw, and I got pictures of this shit. looking down, like I
is
thought,
this when you is this while you had your is this at the same time you had your toilet seat receiver hitch on your car?
Same trip. So go ahead, Rob. Boy. Talk about your near death experience and Shane almost getting pounded on the lineup and all these things.
Yeah. So
don't sugarcoat it.
Yeah, we need real.
Road from this the surf spot, which I wasn't aware it was a local spot or anything, because we had surfed the day before down at a more mellow spot, more of a little beach break. But we wanted to get some photos that evening, so we kind of walked out to this cliff and see this like insane wave. And
it's where that iconic photo of Rob is with the
holding the grambler.
Yep, that's that shot. So. So yeah, like Sean said, you know, it was me, paddleboard. What was his name?
The dude that got all bummed out when I was gonna blow dart a quail for dinner, the state bird. He's like, I don't think I would do that. And I'm like, why? It's so fat. It's just sitting right there. Such an it's so juicy.
Yeah, they didn't.
So I ate a pack of Rolos instead, and my gold tooth came out like on the middle of the trip. It was a bummer. Anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
Anyway, yeah. So me, Bill, and Shane, they're walking down this path, and there's one dude out. So we're like, okay, cool. And then there was a guy like over on a rock kind of giving us a stink eye, and he was getting his suit and shit on. So we jump in and paddle out. And I mean, I know just in general that I'm going to be looked at as like the asshole.
You're the target.
I don't quite know to what extent that's going to be. So, you know, so Shane's behind me, like Sean said, with his GoPro and his teeth and just, you know, looking straight out of Florida. And then Bill, who actually is from California, but he's on a longboard. So apparently that's, you know, just one level down from me on a standard. So we get out, like I said, there's one dude out. And so we broke the white surfboard rule. We broke black wetsuit rule. We broke, the other thing is showing up with multiple people, meaning like Instacrowd.
And that's cameras.
Not, what's that?
And cameras. Well, they hated that. They don't want you to show their spot.
Yeah, because they basically don't want the spot exposed to the public.
To people like you.
Yeah.
So that you could get on a podcast and talk about it.
Lucky and just sort of happened upon it. Otherwise, yeah, it's not that widely publicized, I don't believe. Anyway, so we're out there and, you know, I'm kind of staying off the peak. Just, again, the etiquette thing out of respect. And I'll just kind of, I was thinking to myself, I'll just pick off the leftovers and I'm fine with that. But, you know, Bill and Shane kind of get it right in there. Well, the guy that was on the rocks getting his suit on comes paddling out like super aggro, like heading right for me. I'm like, oh, here we go. You know, the only advantage I have is the
is a paddle.
A paddle. I'll hit you with my paddle.
And I'm already standing. So I, you know, at least I've got some defense. He comes like flying by me. He doesn't even look at me. He goes right up to Shane, right in Shane's face, and starts just it was just a berate. Dude, it was the worst.
And even funnier than that, Shane's GoPro stopped working immediately when he left the beach. So he had it, but it didn't even work.
Exactly. He was like, dude, my battery doesn't even.
Note to self.
I think he got scared and came in. Because the guy was big. His hands were like. Those guys up in Northern California, for whatever reason, have bigger hands. And they look like they just want to bitch slap
you. What do they breed? What do they breed?
I mean, I have pictures of this shit. I was up on the water. I was excited. I was like, ooh, this is going to be a good one. And I was like, high speed, let's get a. And this dude was slapping the water like a silverback
like
in the jungle, shaking the bushes. He was just like slapping the water. And Shane was just like, on his like 4'6" surfboard. And he's like,
You have like a whole series of the whole confrontation.
Yeah. And then Rob paddles it. And I'm sitting up there praying. I don't even believe in Jesus, but I was praying for Rob. I was like, if you're there, Jesus, please let Rob catch one wave so he doesn't get bummed out for the rest of the trip. And Rob caught the wave of one of the waves of the day and got barreled, and I got the whole sequence. It was awesome. He still uses it as profile picture. And then he's like, I'm done. And I'm done in my life. I can go home now forever. And he paddles in, and I'm like, oh, now he's going to meet up with this other Neanderthal who he hasn't even seen yet.
Hiding in the bushes.
Who lives in a cave on a rock that I'm looking at. I'm like, that guy is no bueno. And Rob's paddling in. Then this guy just starts going into Rob, paddles over to him. I'm like, here we go. And
he's actually pretty cool, though. He's like, look, man, I don't know where you guys are from, but
Florida probably.
But Florida probably. And everything you guys just pulled is the wrong thing. Everything. You didn't do anything right. So I think you guys just ought to get your shit and leave. And I'm like, kind of what I'm doing, meaning that, you know, I am paddling in.
You should have asked him. You should have said, hey, you want me to leave the GoPro for you guys?
Yeah.
I got a mouth mount.
And then I grabbed my
long lens. Already gone.
Yeah. And then I had my long lens and my tripod, and I scurried through the bushes like a rat. And I run by, and I run out onto the path, and I'm going towards the truck, and these three other big dudes are walking down to check the surf, and they didn't really register what I was doing. They saw me with my camera, and I almost got my ass beat because I was with a camera on a cliff taking pictures. So
well, that was concern is walking. You know, like I said, it's like a sand trail going back up this cliff.
One way in, one way out.
Yeah, and Bill and I
sounds like danger.
And again, all it would take to trigger somebody would be to see me and my paddleboard. And I'm like, I'm going to run into a bunch of dudes on this single trail and get my ass kicked. But it didn't happen. We were good. So
yeah, well, you're still alive. You guys made it. Y'all have done a few different surf trips.
Yeah, and you were on the Jackalope. That we used to have the Jackalope. And
is that what you were surfing?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So all right, we talked about kind of a little bit of etiquette. Talk about the boards that we make, Rob. We've made, geez, man, several different iterations of different various types of surfing. We've made, you know, smaller stand-ups, extremely small stand-ups. Remember the Crash?
Rob, oh, that? God. That's still I'd like to see if I could stand on the Crash now, because back when we made it, I only knew two dudes that I could actually stand on it.
Yeah, maybe it was
good.
Ethan.
Yeah. It was, what was it like? Dude. I can't even remember. It was, what, 6'9", 7 foot, something like that.
Yeah, but the volume.
The volume was nothing.
That's what made it really difficult.
Yeah, it was actually, I think it was like closer to 8 feet, but it had like zero volume. And then we made the Jackalope, which had kind of the inverted rails, you know, the double rail.
Yeah, it had a little step deck to it.
Yeah, the step deck, you know. So so you get the volume. So like the Jackalope, the idea was you get the volume of an SUP with kind of the rail profile of the Crash, you know, the smaller surfboard. So imagine like a pancake stack, right? You got like smaller surfboard on the bottom, and you literally stack on another one right on top of it for the volume, and then kind of recess the traction pad down in it. And that's what the Jackalope was. And so then we went from the Jackalope. Rob wanted back to what this trip was about. He wanted more of like a soul, like longboard style, you know, like traditional longboards with a kind of a paddleboard sole, if you will, or excuse me, paddleboard with a longboard sole, said it wrong. And so, you know, we made the Grambler. And the Grambler was just more for a have fun, you know. Again, really hitting it down the line there, not trying to be like performance aggressive, more just, you know, having a good time surfing. I actually like the Grambler just paddling it as a paddleboard. I think it's pretty badass. And then,
I mean, it's probably, I have more fun on that board than any of the, I mean, just small waves, small little glassy stuff. I mean, it's a blast. Great board.
And then you go up from there, and you've got like our Flood, which is basically, you know, the biggest paddleboard, the traditional paddleboard that we make, that's got kind of a surf style hole. And I mean, the 10-6 Flood is actually pretty damn fun too, you know, to take out and play in the waves. It's a fun board. So we've made a big variety, if you will. Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, Rob, yeah, I was going to say.
The first Rover, the one that's motor Rover, but it was the Wakes Up. Yeah, which was a combination of the Jackalope and shrunk down. I mean, it was
that's my go-to now. That's the board that has taken over where the Jackalope used to be.
That was such a damn cool project that we did. And do the jackalope, man. Do you even still have a jackalope, Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should revisit that one. That's a little cool little nug, man. That thing's badass. I like paddling it too. Like just
jackalope.
Normal. Yeah.
It's a great board.
I've never even paddled it.
Which one? All right, so Rob, you walk through obviously the crash. You couldn't do walk through those boards for you. Like what, you know, the differences and kind of you've played.
Okay, so like I just touched on, the Grambler for me is more of a, again, it's sort of that traditional longboard style. So for me, it's all wave dependent. You know, if it's, I mean, not that you can't surf the Grambler on bigger waves, but, you know, I tend to like using the original Rover for, you know, hurricane swells and things like that, just because it's kind of like riding a shortboard for a stand-up for me. More maneuverable. I ride it as a quad, meaning four smaller fins. And, you know, you're able to work the wave, the face of the wave, a little more aggressively. The Grambler is like a kind of a, not that I can nose ride it, but I can kind of cross step towards the nose. And just, you know, it's just more of a cruising style board. The Jackalope, because it has a little more volume than the original Rover, is better when you get more of a choppy wave, just because it has that much more volume. Yeah. It's easier to, you know, to basically set up for waves, paddle for waves. Whereas the Rover isn't the greatest in rougher conditions, choppier conditions. So, and then you go to the Flood, which, like you said, Corey, is, that has a lot more volume just because it's that much bigger. It's a 10.6. So, and I honestly, I think I've only surfed the Flood a couple times during photo shoots or whatever, but it's, yeah, it's definitely, I'd say the Flood is more of like an entry level surf.
Yep. Well, the cool thing about the Flood too, I mean, I guess the reason it exists is because, you know, it's, we use the word all around, and normally when you say something's all around, it means it's good at nothing type deal. You know what I mean? But for real, like for the Flood, I mean, you could buying it as just a paddleboard, being able to use it in any condition, and then being able to surf it is
that's what Zach uses, right?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I mean, we haven't even talked about it, but I think Zach uses now he uses the Breeze inflatable a lot. Seriously, like he takes the Breeze out. And I'm like, really, dude? He's like, yeah, it's just easy. It's light as hell. I just have to worry about it. Just throw it out there and go ride it. I'm like, never.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. I mean, we didn't even talk about the Breeze, the Gator Shell Breeze, as a great entry level surfer,
dude. We got too many options. We're gonna have to create like an Excel spreadsheet.
There's
chart.
A video of Kelly Slater surfing on a door.
Of course.
So, I mean, honestly, like. All of our, you can ride anything in the surf and have fun on it. Our boards they all can be ridden as surfboards. Not that they're doors, but you can. I've seen people. I mean, Chris Taloa.
Yeah.
That dude rides our boards fishing with fish in his mouth in a surfboard. It's like a legend, dude. Right. And my other friend Dan Lindsay, one of our ambassadors. They ride our boards in Malibu from first peak with fishing rods and shit. Through the lineup.
That's badass.
It's cool. I'm going to actually try to shoot that next week when I'm out there with Chris. But
yeah, people get the hell out of the way seeing some dude doing that shit.
Dude, they clap. They cheer because it's so cool, you know. And Chris, I think he has a couple of our boards, but he rides the bigger boards like an HD or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, you need it if you're going to go fishing. I mean,
but, you know, they're not designed like pigs.
Right.
They're not your average paddleboard that's just a round, fat disc.
Clump.
Like a, just a, it's like a floating pig. You know, they have.
I'll give you a floating pig. On the next episode, we discuss floating pigs.
So the other thing that we used to make, that we don't make anymore, that's super fun, is our hand plane.
Hand plane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I've got
Tyler and I were just talking about that. We want to do that. We want to body surf.
I've got like five of those in my house.
Can I have one?
I mean, my kids have jacked them up. Oh. But, you know, kids, do they use them all the time?
Do we have any like lying around?
I don't know, man. I mean,
Tyler and I were talking about
them. We'll find them.
I was looking online.
We should remake those. Those are badass.
Yeah, they're cool, man.
Yeah,
they're really
cool. Those are pretty badass. Yeah, those are cool. The problem is nobody knew what the hell they were the first time we made them. The hand planes, you know, I mean, they were like, what is that?
Yeah, if you go, it's bigger in other places like Hawaii and California, and the spot, it's very niche, obviously. But, you know, as I get older, you know, I like to be in the waves, and I don't necessarily want to be surfing all the time. I like body surfing.
Boogie board, bro.
No, that ain't happening.
Yeah, man.
That ain't happening. But again, you get, that's huge, and people are boogie boarding all over the world, and Chris Taloa sending me emails all the time. Bruh, you guys need to know. I sent you that text.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I sent you that text.
That's in the queue, son.
He's like, that is going to be fucking huge.
Yeah.
Easy. Like, yeah. See ya.
Yep, easy button.
Well, the cool thing about, like, boogie boards, like, for instance, this past weekend, you know, we just had super glassy, super clean waves, but they were breaking right on the sand.
Yeah.
You don't want to take a, you're not going to take a board out in that, but taking a boogie board, you get, you know, little barrels and stuff. It's fun. And that's, I mean, people will say it, but I mean, it's really true. I mean, it's about having a good time.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Sometimes all that other bullshit, we've got a few subjects we're going to be covering, whether it's surfing or fly fishing. At the end of the day, those are some of the things that ended up irritating me, is like, this is so complex. Yeah. Can't we just have fun? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, oftentimes just going out with nothing and just body surfing is the most fun. That's like, I used to hear old dudes say, the best surfer is the one having the most fun, you know, and I think that's true. It's like, it's a wave. Let's not overcomplicate. You can do anything on it, and everybody just wants to have fun.
And on that note, I think that wraps the podcast. That was a good one. You just brought us on home, Sean.
Tyler's smiling and giving us the nod. And he said he's thinking, this is all true.
That means.
And.
Yeah. Rob, thanks for the explanations. We got the etiquette rules now. We know what boards to use. Steer clear of that spot in Northern California. You get your ass beat.
If any of you out there in Boatland need any tips or just want to check the surf, whatever, rob@boatboard.com. And if you just want to, like, I don't know, you just bored and want to find out what people over here in Florida are doing or the weather's like or anything else, you can always call email Susie@boatboard.com. She likes to just chat.
And with that wraps the latest episode of Beneath the Surface. You guys hang in there. We'll catch you next time. Rob, thanks for joining us. Don't go nowhere. We got more for you.
See ya.
Later.